Today, we will read Mark chapter 11, verses 19 through 33. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us. Open our hearts and minds to understand what you are saying. Lord, guide us and direct us. Help us understand how what we read today applies to our lives and what you would have us do as a result. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 11, 19 through 33. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from its roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed was withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." They arrived in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him. "By what authority are you doing these things?" they asked. "And who gave you authority to do this?" Jesus replied, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or of human origin? Tell me." They discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But if we say of human origin," they feared the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." Jesus said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." All right. In today's reading, we see the end of the story that we started yesterday, where Jesus was walking along. He sees a fig tree. He sees leaves all over the tree. And he goes up to look for fruit. There is none. And so Jesus curses the fig tree. Today, he comes to that same fig tree a day later, and it's completely withered. His disciples are amazed. Now, going back to the story, the fig tree, he comes to it and sees all these leaves. Now, as I was looking and trying to learn more about this, it appears that for figs, they begin to grow before the leaves have started. Before the leaves come in, the fruit begins to grow. So that then, once the leaves come, the fruit is edible. May not be fully ripe, but it should be there. A little bit early, and it could stay on there longer, but once the leaves come in, apparently, you can usually find fruit. So when Jesus goes over to this tree, he expects to see fruit on it. But there's nothing there, and so he curses it. As we look at this and think about it, many people compare this to people's lives. On the outside, they look like they should have fruit, but when you more closely examine, there's nothing there. Maybe it sees religious leaders, who they should have been bearing fruit of God. But really, there isn't anything there. In our lives, we need to always be living and bearing the fruit of a changed life. When we believe in and follow Jesus, our life changes, and there should be fruit. Later in the New Testament, Jesus talks about this fruit and says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control, that these are the fruits of the Spirit. That if we are truly living the way Jesus would have us live, our life will be showing these things. The Spirit is inside of us. If we don't have it, then we may become like this fig tree, cursed and cut off. In today's reading, he talks about prayer, and the disciples around him are shocked that his prayer, where he curses the tree, was effective so quickly. And he tells them, have faith in God. If you tell this mountain to move and believe that it will happen, it will. That if you ask for anything in your heart and believe, it will be done. I think many times we forget the very power of prayer. We don't always realize how powerful prayer can be in our lives. That if we have faith and pray for something, God can and will do it. Now, this does have an unspoken part to it, that we have to be walking with Jesus, that the faith in our heart is more than just faith that God will give us what we ask, but it is a faith in Christ to trust and rely on Him. And so it's not necessarily a promise that if I ask for $1 million to go out and have fun with, that, and I believe that God will give it to me, it's not necessarily a promise that he will give me every little whim that I want. But instead, that as I am following Jesus, and I am asking for things according to the will of God, He will give it. And so, there are different things that this could apply to. Whether it is prayer for someone that we love, that they would find Christ. We need to pray deeply and earnestly for them, not doubting and believing that God will break through their heart and draw them to Him. Whether it is prayer for help or assistance or something that God has called us to do, as we are living by faith, following God, in tune with Him, the requests that we ask of God in faith will be answered. We must trust Him. We must rely on Him and be wholly and completely devoted to God. He then goes on and warns them, gives them a brief warning though, here, when you're praying, as he's talking about praying and having prayer, faith that God will answer. He says, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Forgiveness is an important part of our lives. And here, Jesus is warning them to forgive others. That somehow, as we forgive others, God forgives us. That heart of forgiveness grows in us. And when we refuse to forgive others, we are holding on to something and not demonstrating faith in God, not demonstrating God's love and forgiveness. So God calls us to forgive. Is there someone in your life that has hurt you, that has done something bad against you? Let it go. Forgive. God forgives you of all the bad things that you have done. We are called then to forgive others. And that then sets us free, that we are no longer controlled and brought down by that anger, by that bitterness. Forgive. Finally, Jesus goes into Jerusalem again, and the chief priests come to, or chief priests and the teachers of the law come to him, and they ask, "What right do you have to do these things?" The day before, Jesus had come and cleansed the temple. He had kicked out all of the merchants and the money changers, and we looked at that yesterday. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they're still angry. Why did he do this? What right do you have to do this? And so they ask him, and he says, "I'll tell you if you'll answer me this. Was John the Baptist from God or not?" And so they thought. And they realized that he had them trapped. That if they said he was from God, then they should have followed and believed John, but they hadn't. If they say it's from human origin, then the people will turn against them, because the people had believed John. So they can't answer him. And he says, "I won't tell you either where my authority comes from." The truth is, the authority that Jesus had came from God. He demonstrated that time and time and time again as he performed miracles, as he taught. He showed that he had the Spirit of God. The problem was, they refused to believe. They didn't have faith. They refused to open their eyes and see what was in front of them. Sometimes we are like that, that we don't clearly see, and we refuse to accept. And even when we do see, we harden our hearts, as these chief priests and Pharisees did. We harden our hearts and don't do what we're supposed to do. The chief priests, if they were honest, knew that John had come from God, but they felt he was against them, and so they refused to listen. They should have known that Jesus was from God as well, but they hardened their hearts. They refused to see. I pray that you do not harden your heart, that you have a soft, open heart that is ready to hear the word of God and follow. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that we would be fruitful, that when you come to us to look for fruit of the Spirit in our lives, that you would find it abundantly. Lord, I pray that you would give us more faith, that we would pray in faith for the things of God and believe that you will give them. Lord, I pray also that we would recognize who you are, accept, believe, follow, and obey. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.